B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We are going to get into this more. And look, this is a great thing. We bring in Adam Schefter, which is great to have Adam Schefter join us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Great to have Adam aboard.
And he's brought to us by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app.
Adam, how often do you see teams in the NFL, like when it comes to free agency? We're talking about JT Realmuto signing with the Phillies today and maybe some smoke that caused them to go 5 years to pay more money. How often do you see teams get sort of maybe played in the shell game of free agency in the NFL?
Oh, it happens. I mean, it happens in coaching too, right? I mean, just look. I mean, look at this cycle. The Eagles wanted to talk to Brandon Staley. Chargers knew that they wanted to talk to Brandon Staley, got him in the building, didn't let him leave, had a deal by the end of the day. I mean, that happens all the time. It's just part of how these things work, right?
It's the way it works. I mean, it is the thing. We're trying to figure out why has Nick Sirianni not talked to the Philadelphia press? Why has it been 6 days he's been the Philadelphia Eagles coach? We've known he's the coach, and we've still yet to hear what his voice sounds like.
My guess would be, I haven't asked that question, but my guess would be that they're probably just trying to assemble their staff. My guess would be that they want to do that. They want to get that done. Maybe they want to have meetings about quarterbacks and figure out what they're doing there. And rather than him step up in front of the media and have every other question be about Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts, maybe he brings himself up to speed before he steps up there.
Yeah, Adam, so one of the things a lot of people in town have been saying is, well, this Nick Sirianni hiring is a move for Carson Wentz. I don't know if that's necessarily true or not.
What is
your sense on the Wentz Sirianni soon to be marriage?
The hiring of Nick Sirianni is done because you believe in him as a head coach and you believe that he's going to work well with your quarterback, whoever that quarterback is. You don't hire Nick Sirianni specifically, I don't think, to rehab Carson Wentz. That's the smaller view. The bigger view is you hire him because he's good with quarterback. I mean, you don't know, Jalen Hurts may be the quarterback this year. So do you hire Nick Sirianni because he's going to be the guy that gets to that Jalen Hurts? You do it because he's going to be the guy that gets out of any quarterback that he works with. You hire him because you believe he's the guy to work with whoever the quarterback is and to lead that team into the future. Now, with Carson Wentz, again, I think that they would be open to trading him. I think it's going to be hard to trade him because what are you trading for? They're going to want a lot back for him. And if you are another team, what do you have to give up to get a guy, and what are you getting? What are you getting? Are you getting the 2017-18 MVP caliber Carson Wentz? Or are you getting the 2020 Carson Wentz that was almost waiver wire material? Which one are you getting?
That's the question. Adam, I had to apologize earlier this week because I was discussing last week on the show before the hiring that I was figuring Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman were looking to hire a coach that they could sort of have as a puppet. But obviously, by him being able to pick his coordinators and not have him, you know, people imposed on him the way that Doug Peterson was, it appears that there was a lot of freedom given to him to put together the staff that he wanted. This is nobody's puppet.
What, do you know that he hired his coordinators?
With the personal relationships in place, I've sort of figured that was part of it. Do you think I could be incorrect in that?
Well, I think definitely on the offensive side, I think that was his guy. On the defensive side, I think it was more the Eagles guys.
Wow.
Interesting. Shefty, one of the big talking points that we had in Philadelphia last week was the fact that Deuce Staley wasn't given a promotion, wasn't given the job, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything around the league of maybe, and I don't want to put him down, but maybe why Deuce Staley hasn't been on people's radar for head coaching positions?
No, I have not, and I would think that's disappointing because, again, a lot of people are talking about him as a prime candidate there in Philadelphia, and I don't believe he interviewed for any other head coaching jobs. And that's unusual because he should be out there, and his name should be more talked about. I don't know. I'd have to ask around on that. I have not gotten the lowdown on why Deuce Staley has not been more in demand around the league. And maybe he felt like he needed to break free from Philadelphia, go on his own, do something somewhere else, and that might help his candidacy. That could be, too.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Adam, can I ask you the perception of the Eagles organization in league circles as far as, because there are some who are trying to paint it as the Eagles organization didn't want to promote the black candidate, that they didn't want to do that, that there is some sort of agenda at play. And to me, I've always had the assumption that the Eagles are looked upon as one of the organizations that appears to be more into an inclusivity, if that's the proper term.
Well, again, I don't know that you can look at the Eagles in general and say something to that effect. I think you just look at the league in general right now. And we talked about, really, we talked about this topic last week with the hiring of Nick Sirianni, which is a reflection of the Eagles. And now you're asking specifically about the Eagles. And I would go back and bring it back to the bigger, larger issue again. 7 head coaching hires this year. 6 in the books. No black head coaches hired. Okay, I think there's going to be a black head coach hired in Houston. I think there will be. And if there's not, then it's already embarrassing for the league. That's a disgrace. If they go through a hiring cycle, a head coaching cycle, with 7 hires, and there isn't a single black head coach hired as a head coach at a time like this, like, I mean, it's already bad. That would be awful.
Yeah, Adam, I saw a tweet of yours talking about the quarterback situation in the league, and if you had to set a line, if our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook set this line for us, your prediction is 18 quarterbacks could be changing teams.
Well, here's the way that I look at it. Basically, how many guys can you count that you believe are locked in?
Like 5 or 6.
I think maybe 10. Maybe 10. Okay? So that leaves you, in my mind, 22 undecided jobs. 22. In addition to the fact that Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson and Justin Fields and Trey Lance will come into the league. And so you look at the free agent quarterback class, you look at some of the quarterbacks who potentially could be traded. I think that when you get to opening day next year, I think 18 teams will have different starting quarterbacks than you would have thought they would have basically at the end of the regular season this past year.
Adam, would the NFL be an even better product if every single team had the option to have one guy not count against the cap?
Yeah, except, listen, we as fans would love that. That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think, the owners really want to say, okay, well, here's a cap exception, and we're going to eat $20 million for this guy. You know, he doesn't count against the cap, and so we're going to spend that extra money. I don't think that's how the owners view that right now. Great idea for the fans, not so great for the owners.
Chef, can't let you go here without an update. We're about a quarter way through the season, maybe a little bit more in the NBA.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Where you don't sound thrilled about your fantasy basketball team. I haven't gotten any texts from you asking advice or anything, so I got to know where you are.
I'm middle of the pack. I'm having a good week this week against Teddy Bruschi. We'll hope that continues to stand up. He has Joel Embiid on his roster. I appreciated Joel Embiid taking off tonight the other night. That was very, very helpful. Very helpful. Again, I made, listen, every team goes through its drafts and every team makes mistakes. There's one pick that's haunting me, and I think my roster is good enough to overcome it, but in the 5th round, I took Robert Covington, and I bypassed. I had the first pick in the draft, so basically you have 2 picks together.
Right.
And when it came back to me in rounds 4 and 5, there were 2 picks for 3 guys I was considering. I considered Michael Porter. I considered Robert Covington. and I considered Jaylen Brown.
Oh.
And I took Michael Porter, who I have no regrets, even though he missed basically a month with COVID.
Yeah, had 30 the other night.
Yep. And then I took Robert Covington over Jaylen. That is a pick that haunts me.
Okay.
So, listen, you know, the Eagles took J.J. Arcega-Whiteside over D.K. Metcalf. You got to live with these things, right?
We heard that.
Yeah, we have to live with it 365 days a year. You only have to visit with it when you visit with us. So what's the
No, 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 John, that's wrong. I live with this every single day. Okay.
What are the
it disrupts my sleep patterns?
What are the dogs? What are the dogs' names?
Oh well, here's what happened. We went to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, my family and I.
Sure.
On Friday, we were on the phone there, and we got two dogs, and basically the litter that we got them from the breeder names them, and so they were born on November 28th, Thanksgiving. So the three dogs that we were choosing from, this could get a little confusing, is Gravy, who is the boy, Maisie, who is the girl, and Apple, who is the girl. And so we chose Maisie, but my wife didn't like the name, so we changed her name to Apple, her sister's name. And then we took Gravy, and we're going to name him Bo, but we kept just saying Gravy, and we didn't want to call him Gravy. Who wants to name a dog Gravy?
Seriously.
So we kind of named Brady, which sounds kind of like gravy, right? So Brady and Apple. Those are the two new names that we
Shefty came up. Is a secret Tom Brady fan.
A dog named Brady.
Well, wow. You know what? Listen, he's a Michigan guy. He's a classy guy.
Good point.
Okay.
You know, I've done some charity events with him where, I mean, he's honestly off the field, incredibly impressive, just a genuine guy. And yeah, for what he's done on the field, I got no problem. You know,
if
my dog has his name, that's an honor. And so that's the way it goes. Brady and Apple are the new additions to the Schefter clan. And you can follow them on Instagram at Schefter Newshounds.
Wow.
Shameless plug.
Next week it's going to be brought to you by.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they're bringing you the stories.
Well, we can say, you follow him on Instagram, Schefter Newshounds, brought to you by DraftKings.
There you go. That's the way it works. Adam, you're awesome, man. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Appreciate. Have a great day.
Thanks, Shefty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.